Track 107, curator Ruth Horry talks about the statuary room.
In this stop, I'll tell you about Jim Norton's photograph of the statuary room in the Blythe House basement. It's part of the third cluster of Norton's photographs in the exhibition, showing a range of figures related to healing and illness, religious and secular, within the collection. This photograph is so large, about the height of a standard doorway and about twice as wide, that the view is almost life-size. It feels like you're looking into the room itself. So, let's virtually step inside the storeroom. This basement room is at the end of a long corridor. It used to be a bank vault. The heavy metal doors were designed for protecting the money when this place was a savings bank. It is a good idea to wear a jumper down here because it's always cool, even in the summer. The steady atmosphere is good for the objects. It's all fluorescent strip lights in the basement, so the lighting has a slight yellow cast, and all the lights have a persistent buzz just at the edge of being heard. The room is filled with statues and figures from Europe associated with healing or illness. It's a mixture of 18th and 19th century figures, plus some later cast replicas and a few 20th century sculptures that were commissioned for display in Wellcome's museum. Facing us is a group of statues of different sizes and materials. They stand on three wooden pallets, the sort used to transport building materials, that keep them off the floor in case of flooding. They are in a utilitarian room, with brick walls painted white, the paint peeling, pipes wrapped in scruffy-edged insulation, and a modern radiator on the wall behind the statues. It's an incongruous setting for the powerful figures of saints and gods. On the right is an almost life-size 18th century statue of Saint Denis, holding his severed head in his hands. Saint Denis is seen as a patron saint for headache sufferers. The statue is painted in vivid colours, giving Saint Denis a red and green cloak, and gold decoration on his mitre headgear. The paint on his nose is chipped. In the middle is a cast of St. Bartholomew. This statue is larger than life and cut into two halves. The upper half, down to the waist, rests on the wooden pallet. His arms, one holding a book, are also separate. Bartholomew has a bald head and looks down with a pained expression. Behind is the lower half of his body, with one knee slightly bent, the muscles and tendons sculpted in great detail. The drapery that Bartholomew wears over his shoulders and across his lower torso is his own flayed skin. To Bartholomew's left is a painted plaster sculpture that's supposed to represent Mictlantecuhtli, an Aztec god of the dead. Museum records say it's based on imagery from objects in Mexico's National Museum, but it is a modern British imagining created by a sculptor named Herbert Binney in London in the 1910s. And there has been a lot of artistic license involved in its creation. This mid-grey figure has a skull for a head, with large round discs at the earlobes. He wears a stylized kilt or wrap in a woven pattern. His hands are raised, palms towards us, but are held in place with the help of museum tissue paper and cotton tape. A large handwritten label attached to his arm warns, "Feet loose!" with 3 exclamation marks. Last of all, on the left-hand side, two smaller statues in classical style stand on a pallet. One is a plaster cast of Asclepius, the Greek god of medicine. The other is a 19th century marble figure of the goddess Venus. In front of them is a large stone base or vessel. I first encountered some of these sculptures back around 2010, when I was doing research looking at replicas and casts and how they were used in Wellcome's early museum displays. I discovered that Wellcome's Museum commissioned the sculptor Binney to make several figures of medical-related gods and goddesses from past civilizations for display in its statuary hall. They were based on original imagery from authentic artifacts, but they were also highly imagined. Most of these figures were disposed of over time, but this figure of Mictlantecuhtli survived and remained in the collection. It perhaps stayed because cataloguers who had a limited knowledge of how it was created assumed it was a replica of an original sculpture. But it's not a replica, and it's not a fake. It's a 20th century European imagining of the Mesoamerican past where no original objects could be bought, or they weren't felt aesthetically right for Wellcome's display. It shows how Wellcome's museum in the 1910s used imagery of healing from various civilizations and peoples and transformed it to create new artistic commissions, which better suited telling stories about medicine's past for their intended audience, which was British medical doctors. Cast sculptures and museum display props were made at a specific time for a particular audience and purpose. Over time, many of these figures on this palette are perhaps unlikely to be displayed anymore. The figure of Miklanta Cutley, though, for me is very revealing for what it says about how museums have narrated a global medical past through European viewpoints.
This is the end of the audio descriptive tour. You're very welcome to explore the rest of the gallery, but if you're leaving, you can follow the gallery wall to your left and use the same doorway as you entered through. Don't forget to return your stereoscopic viewer and digital handheld device if you used one. You can hand them to a member of staff or return them to the racks on the way out.